Thanks, Aaron. Good morning. Fortuna police took action when they heard a 21-year-old man was reportedly taking photographs of a 4-year-old female near an apartment complex in the 1000 block of Lonnie Drive. With assistance from the County Child Abuse Services team, FPD arrested Phoenix Running Wolf of Fortuna. He was booked on several charges, including communicating with a minor for the purpose of committing a sex crime. Last week, Walmart opened its new location, the Bayshore Mall. What is the retailer's financial impact for the region? Economist Arnie Herskovic of SHN Engineers addresses one of the financial components of having a big box retailer enter a small local market.
Where does the money go? When you look at it, there are independent local purveyors, retailers, and those guys, for the most part, most of the money they take in circulates back into our economy. The big stores, the really big ones, the funds they take out primarily go to their corporate headquarters. That's the big differential.
Herskovic goes on to point out that local retailers use different tactics to stay in business when competing with big box chains.
Local products, local providers, you have to recognize that you can't compete with the big guerrilla big box stores. And local merchants who've survived over the years know that. They don't try to compete with them. They just try to offer the best service, the best product, and not necessarily the same merchandise as what's offered in the big box stores. And so they do survive that way.
Walmart joins Target and Kmart as the big box retailers, all fighting for the same customers in Humboldt County. In a press release received yesterday, on Sunday afternoon, firefighters from Arcata Fire and CHP officers responded to a report of a fire on Vance Road in Manila. When they arrived, they found an abandoned structure burning, and inside the structure was a dark Buick sedan. The sedan, it turns out, had just been stolen from a Eureka residence on Meadowwood Lane at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The residents reported that their house had been burglarized while they were away, and in addition to their Buick LeSabre being stolen, the burglars also took 2 shotguns, 2 handguns, and numerous other items estimated to be worth about $10,000. The sheriff's office is investigating the burglary and the vehicle theft, while the Arcata Fire Department is investigating the fire as an arson. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. A Eureka police officer attempted a traffic stop on a vehicle driven by a known parolee who was also part of a local street gang. But when the officer made a U-turn, the vehicle, driven by 30-year-old Jonas Seymour, had already driven away at a high rate of speed. Officer lost sight of the car after it crossed the Slough Bridge headed northbound on Highway 101. The officer noticed a cloud of dirt in the vicinity of Cole Avenue and was assisted by construction workers who pointed out the direction the car had gone. Officers later found the vehicle at the Lazy J Trailer Park, contacted and arrested 2 female passengers, Rachel Squires, a.k.a. Rachel Hardy, and Laura Triplett. A second passenger, Aaron Aubrey, fled the scene on foot, along with Seymour, and with help from witnesses, both men were later apprehended at gunpoint and arrested. A search of the vehicle turned up more than 3 ounces of meth, and all 4 were booked into county jail on numerous charges. More KINUS News, it's after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
Still missing, reporter Dan Squire has an update on a current missing person case. Here's Dan with more.
And the sheriff's office is still asking for the public's help in locating 40-year-old Big Lagoon resident Catherine Gillum, who hasn't been seen since she left Grants Pass, Oregon last Monday and failed to return home. Authorities have searched both Highway 101 and 199, and friends and family of Gillum have joined the search as well. Gillum is considered an at-risk missing person and was last seen driving a silver Mitsubishi Endeavor, license plate 6UXE841. Anyone with information about Gillum is asked to contact law enforcement.
Thanks, Dan. The Board of Supervisors voted 3-2 yesterday, revising the emergency ordinance passed in March that restricts protests outside the county courthouse. Acting on a motion from Supervisor Mark Lovelace, the board voted to revise the ordinance because it was not wholly effective, and it also hampers those who have held candlelight vigils outside the courthouse, which are now banned because no protest, gatherings, or vigils can be held from 9 p.m. until 6 a.m. County staff received feedback from numerous groups and agencies, including protesters, county law enforcement, and the DA's office, and brought those views before the board. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.